For Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Stephen John. Two state representatives, a Republican and a Democrat, are filing a lawsuit today against House Speaker Kurt Dowd over legislative pay. GOP Representative Marion O'Neill of Maple Lake and DFLer Rena Moran of St. Paul are challenging Dowd's decision not to implement the pay raise set by a new salary panel. It's the first pay adjustment for lawmakers since 1999. Minnesota voters passed a constitutional amendment last year that took salary decisions away from state lawmakers and established an independent salary panel. But Republican Speaker Dowd contends that enabling legislation was flawed because it still requires lawmakers to vote on allocations related to those raises. The number of Minnesota farmers complaining about herbicide drift damaging their crops has grown over the last week. Mark Stile explains.
The farmers allege that when the weed killer dicamba was sprayed onto nearby soybeans genetically modified to tolerate the herbicide, some of it drifted onto their non-resistant plants. They say that stunted mainly soybean growth and could reduce yield this fall. 23 farmers have registered formal complaints with the state agriculture department, up from 9 last week. The agency will laboratory test vegetation from the affected crops to find out if dicamba is to blame. Hundreds of farmers across the nation have complained about dicamba drift. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News, Worthington.
A 19-year-old Robbinsdale man has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of a Fridley teen earlier this week. The Anoka County Attorney's Office charged Zachariah Ahmed in the shooting death of 17-year-old Mohammed Abukadir. Abukadir was found shot dead along a Fridley street early Monday morning. Police found evidence on his cell phone of arrangements for a marijuana sale with the defendant. Bail was set at $1 million. Partly sunny, 81 in the Twin Cities this hour. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. It's 106.